I think Carl Sandburg belongs in a very special category among poets, along with Walt Whitman. And Whitman wrote, "The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem. Here at last is something in the doings of man that corresponds with the broadest doings of the day and night." And like Whitman, Sandburg seemed to have his finger always on the American pulse. He seemed to be able to give voice to the whole range of America's hopes and America's hates. He seemed able to communicate, above all, the restless energy that has vitalized and stimulated on occasion, degraded the history of our nation. He could give you the savage emotions of a lynch mob. He could just as well express with affection and insight the courage and the impatience, even the braggadocio, that spurred our amazing development. He said in Good Morning America, "We are afraid." What are we afraid of? We are afraid of nothing much, nothing at all, nothing in the shape of God or man or beast. We can eat any ashes offered us. We can step out before the fact of the fact of death, and we can look it in the eye and laugh. You are the beginning or the end of something. And I'll gamble with you. I'll take a chance. And only those of us who have spent almost a lifetime in the pressure chamber of politics could possibly appreciate the humor and the insight of his money, politics, love, and glory. Who put up that cage? Who hung it up with bars and doors? Why do those on the inside want to get out? And why do those outside want to get in? What is this crying inside and out all the time? What is this endless, useless beating of baffled wings at these bars, doors, this cage? And at the end of a long day with the phones all ringing and the world in disarray, those words have a very special impact for some of us. Well, Carl Sandburg is gone. He is part of the earth that he celebrated in Illinois and Kentucky and North Carolina. He's part of the American earth. What will live on forever, though, is his faith. His faith in the individual human beings whom we impersonally call Americans.